time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Last week, the controversial Pay Equity Amendment Bill passed under urgency. The bill makes drastic changes to the Equal Pay Act 1972, making the criteria for equity claims stricter and cans the 33 existing claims affecting 150,000 female workers. The passing of the bill has faced significant opposition from the Labour Party, Green Party and Te Pāti Māori over concerns this bill would set women back and has resulted in nationwide protests. I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about the passing of the Pay Equity Amendment Bill and how this would impact marginalised communities. We also spoke about the Ministry of Education releasing the Draft Relationships and Sexuality Education, or RSE, framework for students year 0 to 13 and the party's concerns regarding this. But first, we discussed the Pay Equity Amendment Bill. How are Te Pāti Māori feeling about the Pay Equity Amendment Bill?
Oh yeah, you know, that this government are shameful and they should be really ashamed of what they've done. Eh? Like you just said, they've scrapped 33 live claims that also removes, they've set up a new framework for those existing claims to transfer over to, but it's made it harder for the claimants to lodge these new claims. They've also scrapped removed the back pay, you know, which a lot of these claims were entitled to. And, you know, we must also be reminded that women and Māori women already earn lower rates than males. And, you know, it's a hard slog. And it's made it even weaker for the protection of equal pay. And we just think, hey, this government, yeah, are really shameful. They've given tax cuts to landlords, but they're not giving anything to these claims. Luxton says that it's not about saving money, but Seymour says and admits that it was about saving money and it's saving billions. And they've got to do this, say, because they're trying to, you know, obviously budget their budget in the coming week, and their numbers have been fudged, so they've got to find the money somewhere, and unfortunately it's from those 33 live claimants, and that's not acceptable. It's actually very, very disgraceful. It's anti-Māori, it's anti-workers, it's anti-wahine, and you know, we all have to stand up and continue to push and fight against these equal rights claims.
Speaking more to a point you made earlier, what impact will this bill have on women, especially those from marginalised communities such as Wahine Māori, Pacific, Asian and migrant women?
Oh, it's going to be even harder. You know, we continue to do the same. Māori women, migrant communities, women, tangata tiriti, tangata moana, they all do the same work as their counterparts, and they earn less money. Māori women earn 80 cents in a dollar compared to a Pākehā male, and this bill will continue to put more pressure on families. It will continue to impact those minority communities, Māori women in general. Make it even harder. I mean, if you look at industries such as nursing, such as education, why would women want to head into those career pathways when there's already a reduction in equal pay rights there? And it makes it harder. And we need our women to be in these roles. We need to continue to recruit. We've got to find other ways to get our women back into these marginalised paid employment.
You also briefly touched on this earlier, but as you said, Prime Minister Chris Luxon says this could save the government billions of dollars. Is this bill in the best interest of the rest of the country?
It's not in the interest of anybody. It is not in the interest of women. It is not in the interest of Māori women and marginal communities. This bill needs to be scrapped and needs to be repelled, and Te Pāti Māori will do that.
How would Te Pāti Māori do this?
Well, if we get into government in the next election, we will repeal this bill, remove it, bring these claims, low claims back, and support these claimants.
And finally here, do you believe that the bill was adequately and equitably passed through?
No. Passing a bill like this through urgency, again, is shameful. This is another attempt on this government to attack these communities, women, Māori. It's a disgrace to push a bill like this through urgency. It only took them out like 30 hours to push this bill through, and it's shameful.
Moving on to our next topic, in late April, the Ministry of Education released the Draft Relationships and Sexuality Education, or RSE, framework for students years 0 to 13. Te Pāti Māori are demanding changes to the draft RSE framework. What changes are the party pushing for?
Look, firstly, we have to be reminded that this bill is dangerous. It stops, it's putting Takatāpuhi, trans, rainbow, rangatahi, a step backwards. And we need to continue to move forward in the relationship and sexuality and education program in schools. Consent needs to be talked about earlier. You know, and we talk about, in a tikanga world, in a Māori worldview, we talk about consent right from the beginning, but not from a consent process like mainstream talk about. Now, Te Pāti Māori, you know, want to make the changes such as ensuring that there is a takatāpui co-design process. We want to make sure that there's Indigenous co-design and that there's a tikanga-based inclusivity of education delivery for the relationship and sexuality. We also want to ensure that consent is taught earlier and that there needs to be more funding for kaupapa-led teaching training in education. I used to be the CEO of a Māori organisation called Te Kaha o Te Rangatahi. They teach consent at an earlier age on a Māori worldview and a kaupapa designed program. They also used to be part of, when I was there back in 2013, there used to be a program called Mates and Dates, and that was taught from years 9 to 13. However, that was a great program. It had great content and great resources, but there was no tikanga Māori version of that program, and that's what it needed. It needed to have a Māori lens over it. I don't believe that now, if you can quote me, or not, don't quote me, but I don't believe they teach that anymore. It was a pilot at that stage, in 2018. It was a pilot back then, but it was a very good program with great resources. It just needed a Māori lens placed over it. And I'd recommend that for that age. You know, consent now needs to be taught earlier to our tamariki, to our mokopuna, because if it wasn't last week or the week before, tamariki are being, there are predators out there, you know, tracking and following our mokopuna as they walk home from school. Now, if they don't know consent in terms of they don't know how to say no, and that's just even no to stranger danger, because it all leads to, you know, a downward path. Our mokopuna need to know what consent is, that no is no, and that it is appropriate for them to say no, and they should never be scared to say no.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takatā Kemp on the passing of the Pay Equity Amendment Bill and the party's concerns around the RSE draft framework.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takatā Kemp.